My name is Cheryl. I am a grateful recovering food addict and addict of some food behaviors. It's so good to see everybody on the meeting. I just I have to do this now, and I've only spoken, I think, once before since I've been back. Since this is a meeting for those of us with chronic illnesses, etc., I'm going to try to keep my recovery around program and my chronic illnesses. Before I start, I'd like to take a minute to just kind of gather my senses and just say a little prayer. Goddess, please help me tell the truth today to the best I know. And please keep me from going off scattering with my ADD. Thank you. Okay, my eyes are closed, but I have my sunglasses on, so I look like a movie star. Anyway, my name is Cheryl. I'm from Massachusetts. I grew up in a little ocean town right outside of Boston. I'm going to be 61 next year. My first introduction into the 12-step program was through my mother becoming a recovering alcoholic. And even though she's dead, I still have permission to say, I always had permission to say that because she was very proud and wanted people to know that it's okay. Yeah, they tried to get me go, me and my brothers, 16, 17. No, 17, 16, and 15 to go an hour meeting. And my mother hadn't even come home from rehab yet. We got there and told them to go themselves. And the three of us left, got on the train, and went home. Anyway, when I was, I was diagnosed with mental illness. In like 1986 or seven, I had depression. I got into program for the first time right around that time. And although I never got a real, well, it was abstinent for me then. But I got a lot of the spiritual stuff. My higher power is an unconventional higher power. I got it. Like I got what the steps meant. I got, because we only had the big book then, I think. I don't even think we had an OA book yet. Or maybe just the one, the first, the brown one. But anyway, so jump ahead. I was in that, pro I was in program now for probably like 3 or 4 years. Then, I left my first husband, had another break, and I had to go on more medication, and I didn't go back into program of get up until about 19, no, 2000 and Yeah, 2000, 2001. I had drifted in and out of AA, OA, and NA meetings, because there wasn't a lot at that point. We were living down on Cape Cod, which is, yeah, anyway. So, I'm sorry, I'm always scattered. So I went into another 12-step program for food, and I ended up getting sick because it was suggested I should not need my mental health medications. That didn't go too well. So I left that, and I had gastric bypass surgery in 2003 or 2004, right around there. Terrible with dates. The gastric bypass surgery helped some. I did lose a little bit of weight. I was 303 at my highest when I had the surgery, and I'm only 5'4", so I was a little cute little roly-poly. And within 6 months after having the gastric bypass surgery, I had three or four major breaks, mental illness breaks, because I had no coping mechanisms. All my coping mechanisms were around food. And so I went back to AA because it was close to my house. At this point, we had moved back up to Weymouth. My son was a brain cancer survivor at that point. And I was taking care of my parents, and I said, shit, I got to do something. So I went to AA for a long time because it was, I could walk there and I could leave the house for an hour without worrying about my dad and the kids. You know, my daughter was old enough to call me, if anything came up. And I got some serenity, you know. I made it through my son's brain cancer, and I'm still dealing with it now. He's 20. I made it through my second husband's death, and all without going into major binges. So with the gastric bypass surgery, I only lost about 75 pounds, and blah, 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 blah. We moved here to this house in 2018. And I heard about phone meetings. And I thought, hey, I can do that from here. I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to worry about my son can't be left alone. Because he's a fall risk. I'm like, oh, all right, I can do this. And then I did that for about a year. I got abstinent from flour and sugar, and I was weighing and measuring, and I still do. May of that year, right when I first started. I lost, I didn't lose it. I know where it is. It's sitting over there. I'm down to about between 135 and 140. And to say that I'm not grateful would be a big fat lie. I'm grateful that that I can move freely. A few aches and pains, but thank goodness I was always active, just not, you know. I'm not pre-diabetic anymore. I haven't had any flour and sugar that long. However, I do sometimes go back and forth because of my mental illness, like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm one of those people. I was trying to look it up in the big book, those unfortunates that are not capable of being honest. Well, I am capable of being honest. And in the last story of the big book, I think it's the last story, I think it's called Bondage, Freedom from Bondage. One part I highlighted, feelings of futility, loneliness, and lack of purpose that had come with my deep sense of personal failure. And that's me. I went to college, never could work because my kid got sick, and I was going to go back to work, and I had to take care of my parents. So I have this great education that I can't afford to pay for that I've never used. However, I have. I used it when my son was sick because he had brain cancer, and I was able to look up all the research and figure out what was going on with everything and explain it to my husband as more of a layperson, you know. But yeah, I just have this. I'm just not contributing. And I know in my head, no, I know in my heart it's not true, but my head tells me others. And then at the end of that story, is what some of us call the resentment prayer, I guess. It says, if you have a resentment you want to be free of, if you will pray for the person or the thing that you resent, you will be free. If you will ask in prayer for everything you want for yourself to be given to them, you will be free. Ask for their health, their prosperity, their happiness, and you will be free. Even when you don't really want it for them, and your prayers are only words, and you don't mean it, go ahead and do it anyway. Do it every day for 2 weeks, and you will find you have come to mean it and want it for them. And you will realize that where you used to feel bitterness and resentment and hatred, you now feel compassionate, understanding, and love. And you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I would have said, bullshit. That's not going to work. Well, I'm here to tell you it does work. And I'm not a big on my knees prayer. I talk to my higher power all the time, but it's been very difficult here. My partner, it has been very sick, and I get resentful of both him and my son, because this is not what I want to be doing at my age. I wanted to be able to travel and just have, I don't know what I wanted. I just didn't want this. However, I am grateful that I have this, because having my son and having my partner keeps me going on the days that I really would prefer to put my head under the blanket and stay there. I do have two chronic health issues now, one of which makes me get very tired, visit very easily, and that's ticking me off. But again, I just need to keep asking for acceptance, letting it go. And, you know, I said that prayer thing worked. Well, it did until I stopped. It didn't help me. It didn't work for I had to do it every day. I have to do it every day, not just for 2 weeks, because my brain forgets. And one or two of you on this meeting know what I can be like. I just get so down in the doldrums. And it's so bad it hurts.
It's 5 minutes left.
Thank you. So anyway, I'm trying to do more service. I work the tools. I have a plan of action. I have a food plan. I have I don't make a lot of calls, but I text at least three or four people every day, and I'm forcing myself to either make a call or answer a call every day. I do my readings. Like I said, my form of meditation is just talking to my higher power. I mean, I walk around talking to myself all the time. And generally it's, and that higher power, that higher power is all of the women that have come through my life have taught me something. Whether it's positive or negative, fortunately, most of it has been positive because I did not have a healthy maternal parent. And but she's in my higher power. I'm in my higher power. My fellows are in my higher power. It's just energy. It's positive energy. And and when I remember to do what I need to do, sorry, I'm losing my voice, then I usually feel better. And I guess that's probably it. I could go on, but then I'll just start stumbling. But thank you very much, everybody. Can I give my contact information on the recording or no? Okay, this is Cheryl, grateful recovering food addict from Massachusetts. My contact number is 508-221-2419. And I'm in US Eastern Time, so it's plus one. And I'm doing that because I've listened to so many podcasts, so many people speak, and I can't get a hold of them because I don't have their contact information. So if anybody thinks it's inappropriate for it to be there, they can cut it out. And thank you very much, everybody, for being here for me. I love you guys. And may Goddess bless you all. Thank you.